Fundraising is underway for the 41st annual Terry Fox Run, and this year Newmarket residents are being asked to try like Terry. For the second year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, a large run event isn't possible, so the organizers are asking you to participate in unique ways from now until the official run day on Sunday, September 19th. We've had to be creative in different ways, so we're doing it, one day your way, said Muriel Lee, who is on the local organizing committee. She said some participants are walking or kayaking a certain distance each day until the run, some are doing a half marathon, while others are planning to walk, run or ride the original route. We're asking people, what's your try? Lee said. Lee has been part of the Terry Fox Run for 15 years and has personal motivations for participating. It's really a sense of community, and also it's giving back. My mom had colon cancer and my dad also had cancer, she said. She said she has been inspired by Terry Fox himself. I was about 9 years old when I saw Terry Fox on the TV running across Canada. I was just in awe watching him, thinking, wow, who is this guy? I never saw anything like that before. It just brings me back to what he did to help Canada, she said. Here's a chance for me to get involved in the community and be a part of Terry's legacy. Though Terry passed away from cancer June 28, 1981, 1 month shy of his 23rd birthday, his legacy lives on 41 years to the day of his first few miles. More than $800 million has been raised for cancer research in his name. Last year's virtual Terry Fox Run in Newmarket was a success, raising $62,759. The town has raised over $1 million for cancer research since its inaugural year in 1994. Read more. Terry never gave up and we can't either. In time of COVID-19, Marathon of Hope brings new inspiration. There are two volunteers, Maureen and Don Seller, on the organizing crew alongside Lee, who have a legacy of their own. They're both cancer survivors and have been participating for 31 years, Lee said. That's amazing because the run's been going on for 41 years. To help with the fundraising, a raffle is being organized and the Sellers are contributing one of the top prizes. Maureen made a beautiful quilt out of Terry Fox t-shirts and she's donating it to the raffle, Lee said. That will be the grand prize. Newmarket residents are invited to register or donate online. There is also a Facebook group for people who want to follow along or get motivated. So far, $10,778 has been raised toward the goal of $90,000. It's Terry that's kept this going, along with the many people, like those in Newmarket, who have dedicated and committed their time to hosting a Terry Fox Run, Terry's brother, Fred Fox, told Newmarket Today last April. People remember Terry's message because he wasn't running for Terry Fox. He was out there to make a difference. With files from Julia Galt,